plus a special in-studio guest this morning, Mr. Carlos, brother.
Yes.
Who do you have over there with you this morning?
Well, I've had the opportunity and the privilege to meet a follower of the way, Mr. J.D. Stewart, just talking about some of the things that the Lord has strategically told him to do and the way he told him to go about it. And, you know, when the Lord gives you instructions, it makes it a lot easier. Because if you could just obey and follow those instructions, we'll leave the results up to the Lord. And so when God tells you to do something a certain way and you just trust Him and do it the way He does, it's just, you know, you can just rest in that peace. There's just an incredible peace that I feel JD was telling us that the Lord told me to do it this way, so this is the way we're going to do it, and we'll leave the results up to Him. So we're going to talk a little bit about JD, who he is, what he does, what he's been called to do, and what the Lord is going to accomplish this morning. Welcome to the show, JD.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell our listening audience what the Lord has told you to do. Just tell the story.
He's given me a very clear directive. He says, James, you go tell my story, and you don't worry about anything else. I'll give you a little bit of a history on how it all got started. Probably 3 years ago, I got to where I was in a place, maybe through some brokenness, where I was letting the Lord deal with me, and it got to where I would go to bed at night, and I would be thinking about Guatemala, and I'd wake up, and I'd be thinking about Guatemala. And after about 2 or 3 months of that, I said, okay, God, I guess I better get out a map and figure out where this Guatemala place is, because I think you're sending me there. And I'd write a friend an email, and I'd put it on spell check, and spell check would get it every time. I couldn't spell it. I didn't know where it was. And I started telling my friends, I'm going to Guatemala, and I really feel like God's put this on my heart. And they'd say, you can't do that. You can't quit your job. You can't sell your truck. You can't. And I'm like, guys, I don't serve a God if I can't. I serve a God if I can. I do all things through Christ. Didn't speak Spanish, so I kind of pulled a Moses on God. I told him I couldn't do this, all the reasons I couldn't. I didn't speak. I started listening to the people around me and believing what they told me. And then one day, it was just, I was miserable where I was. I wasn't going to be happy till I knew I did what God told me to do. And I got my suitcases, and I showed up in Guatemala. And the minute I landed there, I just took a deep breath, and I liked my first meal. I liked the way the airport smelled, and I knew I was home. You know, God doesn't call you to Guatemala and then make you homesick for Texas. And even though I'm an old Texas boy, and I grew up here, my roots are here, right now I'm homesick for Guatemala.
Wow. So that's the story. So you're in Guatemala, not hooked up, linked up with a church or any organization, or give us a little bit of background.
I am linked up with a church in Guatemala, Iglesia Montesión. And I had moved previously and moved from one town to another, and I started attending a church in San Angelo when I kind of ran in the front door and ran out the back, said, guys, I'm going to Guatemala. And even though I attended there for a little while, they really didn't even get a chance to know me. But what happened was I got to Guatemala and I felt like I was in the desert. I didn't speak the language. So here I am, even though I'm around thousands of people, I'm having my desert experience. And what I realized about halfway through my pity party was God sent Jesus to the desert, Moses to the desert, Elijah to the desert, John the Baptist to the desert. And if you don't go to the desert, you get to go to prison, because he sent Paul to prison. So I was tickled to be in the desert.
Right.
And as I just started listening and looking, God shows me very clearly that there's two people he calls us to minister to, especially, and that's widows and orphans. Mm-hmm. And most of the women that we work with in Gloria Por Cenizas, even though their husbands aren't physically dead, they've abandoned them. And so we're working with a women's shelter. As far as I can tell, and if I'm wrong, maybe one of your listeners will correct me, but I think we may have the only women's shelter between Mexico City and Guatemala City.
Wow. And so here you are, obeying the voice of the Lord, and now you're a fish back in water. You're in Guatemala. And the Lord is just, you've been there for 2 years, that's right, is that right?
Yes.
So you're there for 2 years, and now what brings you back to the States?
Two things, a twofold ministry. God has called me to do two things. He said I'm to be a missionary in Guatemala and to be an evangelist, to come back to the United States to tell the story. And it's a good story. You know, people, when they hear what's going on with these girls, it's not hard. They want to be a part of it. And so my job is I come back here and the long-term goal and what we're trying to do now that the home is up, next month will be 1 year that we've been in the home. And we've used this year to learn and to work some of the kinks out. But it's really, our whole existence here is about relationships. And even though we could have, and I do have people that support, you know, adopt a child or a church that sends some money here and there, that's not what I'm really, my goal is today. The way God has showed me to set this up is to find one church here in the United States that will support one girl's home. And where there's a partnership and there's a relationship, where the pastor in this church up here knows my pastor in Guatemala, where the women's group in a church here comes down and ministers to the women in the home, where the youth group here come down and hold vacation Bible school in the summer and build a building and paint, and where there's a relationship one-on-one, and that once that is set up, that frees me to go down this road and open another one 100 miles down the road and find another church.
Right.
And I don't care if it's a Baptist church in Abilene, Texas, and a Presbyterian church in Atlanta, Georgia, and a Methodist church in Phoenix, Arizona. How many churches are there in Abilene?
Yeah.
154, I believe.
I don't know.
I would argue that there's one.
Yeah, I'd argue that there is one. That's what I was going to say. There's one church, and we serve one God. And so that's a phenomenal. That's when you know it's from the Lord. I mean, when you told me, JD, that this is what the Lord told you to do and the Lord told you to say, I knew it was directly from the throne room. I knew that it was directly because when God sets things up like that, I knew instantaneously that there was going to be a church that's not going to give you money, that's not going to pull out the checkbook, but they're going to pull out their ministry, and they're going to build a relationship. And from the relationship comes love, and from that love comes support. And so when you're looking for when the Lord tells you, I'm going to send you, and you're going to be partnered with relationship. Anytime he sent somebody out, he sent them in too, because he knew how important relationship was. From relationship comes that love, and in that love comes provision. And so that was great. We've had a lot of people on, and that are just in need of support. And we always have listeners that God connects people with. And so I just know, and bottom line is you trust God, I trust God, and we know that relationship is going to come. And in the background, you can say, tell us what's going on in the background, this music that we're listening to.
It's one of my favorite songs. You'll recognize the melody. It's I Can Only Imagine, but it's the Spanish version. And it's so much fun. You know, I went down there 2 years ago. I'd never had Spanish in high school. I never had it in college. I didn't speak any Spanish. The pastor that I, through a series of events, actually ended up living with and still live with while I'm there, doesn't speak any English. And even though my Spanish is better now, it was so much fun. He actually came to visit, to the States. We came up on a trip together. And I remember driving from San Angelo, Texas to Houston, Texas, whatever that is, 5, 6, 7 hours. And we talked the whole time like two magpies, neither one of us speaking each other's language. But it was so much fun. The Holy Spirit was so present there. We understood everything that each other said. And it's just, I find a lot of times in my quiet time, because maybe I don't know the dirty words, or maybe because I have to think more clearly, that I even pray in Spanish. And that's something very special that I do. Mm. And so it reminds me of home.
Absolutely. And I don't know how would you describe JD, Gary? Describe, so people are, they're probably thinking, now don't think that he's this, you know, stereotypical 5'7", you know, dark hair, brown eyes, Mexican looking guy. On the contrary, his name is J.D. Stewart.
You'd never guess I was from West Texas.
Yeah, never. He's a West Texas boy for sure, but the Lord has called him to Guatemala for a divine purpose. And so we're praying for a relationship. And if that's you, if that's your church, if that's your ministry, if that's your heart, if God has been telling you Guatemala, or God has been telling you a Latin country, I would just say obey God. Bottom line, obey God.
You know, I was in prayer last night about what did we want to accomplish today, because I want to leave your listeners with something that we can run with. And so what I would say is just put me in, coach. Put me to work. God has told me to tell the story, and all I need is a venue to tell the story. When y'all allow me to do this morning, you're allowing me to tell the story. You're allowing me to do what God's called me to do, and I thank you for that, because I'm meeting my calling here. But I want to come talk to your church. I want to come talk to your women's group, your men's breakfast. Do you need a speaker for your high school graduation? Who needs to hear the story? That's one thing that God's called me to do. But specifically, as I was in prayer last night, God said to ask for three churches. Somewhere in the listening area, there's a church that's going to have a heart for what we're doing down there. One church that's ready to step up to the plate sometime in the next 90 days, because we've got a home, it's open, we're ready to build a partnership with this home. Two more churches that would be built ready to build a relationship in this order between now and the end of the year.
Wow. So it's pretty cut and dry. The Lord didn't mess around when he told you exactly what to do, and that's what I enjoy. You know, it's neat when God cuts things out for you and says, this is the way it's supposed to go. And he's obviously done that for you in your life, and so we're gonna trust God with the results, and just believe that he's gonna build that relationship. And I know it. I mean, I just feel it. I feel it in my spirit, and not only that I feel it, I know he said it, and so that settles it.
Let me give you just, I don't know how much time we have left.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear exactly what this home is, who you're bringing in.
I just want to say, for instance, if somebody in here is in an abusive relationship in the United States, it's horrible, but we have resources. If something was happening to a young lady, I could say, sugar, why don't you come over here? Let's get you to a women's shelter. Let's call in Child Protective Service. Let's get in CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Let's call an 800 number. Let's get you on WIC. Let's get you some education assistance.
Right.
There are resources. Matter of fact, my grandmother said, why can't you just do this in the States? And I was like, Grandma, I've not been called to the States. But in Guatemala, we don't have any of that. Those girls don't have choices. They've got three or four kids. They can't leave. They probably can't even go back home because their parents can't afford to feed them. The average person in Guatemala makes $100 a month. So imagine feeding four or five kids on $25 a week. So many times these women have to stay in the home, dish out whatever they're being dealt, because they don't have any options. And so we are a place for women in abusive relationships. We're in a place for single mothers to come and have a baby. Most of the girls that have come to us pregnant were going to have an abortion. And to date, you know, when you haven't eaten and you haven't had a good night's sleep, and when people are hitting you, you think, I can't survive. How is this baby going to survive? But once they've been with us a day or two, and they've had some good meals and a couple of nights sleep and some good counseling, every girl that's come to us and pregnant has ended up having the baby while she was with us. Mm. And that's a huge blessing. And so that's just one thing I would speak out, especially this morning. I know there's girls all over the place that are thinking about what decision have they made. Maybe they found out that they are pregnant. And I'll tell you, I'm ministering in Guatemala, but I have a heart for that here. And most of those decisions to abort are made in the first 24 hours after you find out you're pregnant. If there's anybody out there in the listening area that's considering that, there's options. There's somebody that'll listen. If you're in a small town and you don't feel like you can go to your pastor or somebody that's close, I bet you could call the radio station. They'll have somebody to minister with you. I'll minister to you. So.
Well, there you go. Well, as we wrap this up, so we've established what God has called you to do. We've also established what it is that you're doing in this shelter. But it's more than just a shelter and provision. You're reaching people with the message of Jesus Christ. And so as you close this up, I think God has used you to accomplish the mission that you came to do. If you would wrap us up with a prayer in Spanish, I'd appreciate it. You can go bilingual if you like.
How about I go bilingual? You know, I say that, but that's a lot of time that's in my prayer closet, and that's for me. So if there are any Spanish-speaking listeners, my verbs aren't always correct, and my gender doesn't always match. But, Father, we just want to come to you this morning, and I thank you for this opportunity. Father, somewhere in this listening area, maybe there's somebody that's been touched, and just we'd ask that you'd bring them to us, because we need to make a difference in Guatemala. There's women down there that need help, Father, that don't have any options. And so we just ask that if you've touched somebody's heart, that they would step forward, contact the radio, contact the website, and let us go forward with building partnerships to build your kingdom. Gracias, Padre, por tu amor. Gracias por tu misericordia. Gracias por todo. En esta
Esta mañana muy hermosa, especialmente gracias por tu hijo en trabajar en la cruz. En el nombre de él que está peligroso, que está hermoso. Amén.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome, man. That is incredible. Gary, you have
anything? Yeah, JD, if you can give the information. Have you guys given the website or anything like that?
This may take a minute because I want to be sure that people get it. It's called Gloria Por Senesis, is how you would say it in English. Gloria Por Senesis. It comes from Isaiah 61, verse 3, where we talk about beauty for ashes. Mm. In English, it's three words, beauty for ashes. In Spanish, it's five words, Gloria en lugar de cenizas. Glory or beauty in place of ashes. So the team wanted something that would work. They came up with a name, and we found something that kind of go in English, kind of work in Spanish, GloriaPorCenesis.com, and that is G-L-O-R-I-A, P as in Paul, P-O-R, Cenesis, C-E-N-I-Z-A-S. And that's all run together, GloriaPorCenesis.com. If not, you can probably Google my name on the internet, and there's a link there. If you look up J.D. Stewart, and if you spell Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, somewhere down there you'll find Gloria Porcenesis.
Awesome, J.D. And we'll also have all that information here, so if anybody calls and says, hey, I heard that this morning, and definitely we want to find out more how we can plug in and be a part.
And I want to say thank y'all for having me. This has been a great blessing, and thank you for allowing me to walk in what I'm called to do this morning.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. Go forth, and we look forward to seeing what God's going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Bless you, bro. Thank you for coming
in,
man. We look forward to hearing what God's going to do. It's 8:02, and we have lined up on the way. Great music, and the news is on the way here at KGNZ. Good morning.